Well, let's go to the second one, back up to verse 12. Psalm 119 and verse 12 gives the second most frequent prayer. Remember, the revive thing we just looked at occurs 16 times out of his 48 prayers. This one, teach me, is 13 times. And so if you want to know what a word-filled life prays for, the first thing it prays for is, Lord, revive me, cause me to grow through my afflictions, cause me to grow through my discouragements, cause me to grow and be filled with life when my soul is just squashed to the ground. That's his number one prayer. His number two prayer is, teach me. The word lamad means help me to learn, help me to become skillful, help me to become instructed in you. You know, he didn't go through life trying to find out everything he could about all minutia and trivia and everything else. He says, I want to know all there is to know about you. You know, usually that's something that happens from love. I am a lifelong student of my wife. I want to know everything I can about her. I mean, I listen to her stories and try and figure out if I've ever heard that before. I love to, when we go back to where she's from in New York, I want to learn, you know, we drive by anything, I want to hear all of her story. I'm just a lifelong student and observer of her because I'm paid to and I have to? No, I love her. He loved the Lord. And so this is what he prayed for. He says, God, remember these are imperatives. He's saying, God, he's crying out to him. He says, teach me. Now, what a hard attitude to come before the Lord who hears our prayers and wants to respond. Teach me what? Verse 12, teach me your statutes. Verse 26, I have declared my ways. You answered me. Teach me your statutes. I want to know the parameters of life. I want to stay within them. The code. Verse 33, teach me the way of your statutes. He says, I want to know how to go through life your way. I want to live your way. Teach that to me, O God. Verse 68, you are good, you do good. Teach me your statutes. Verse 108, accept my freewill offerings. Teach me your judgments. Verse 124, deal with me according to your mercy. Teach me. Verse 135, make your face shine on me and teach me your statutes. He says, hey, I want to know that you're smiling upon me and approve of what I'm doing. And so I want it so much, I want you to teach me what you want me to do. I mean, wouldn't you like an employee like that? Wouldn't you like a child like that? Wouldn't you like to be involved in a relationship where they says, I just want to please you so much. Could you tell me what you want me to do? And I want to do it. And I'm going to fill my mind with what you want me to do, and that's what I'm going to do. Can you imagine what God can do with a life that comes before him like that? A life that is presented and says, Lord, revive me. I want my life to be quickened and to be brought to fullness by you, not by anything else in this world, not by substances, not by experience, not by media. I don't have to listen to some music to get up. I don't have to take this to get up. I'm going to be revived by you. What a relationship of dependence. And when we get into that word-filled living, depending on him, then he lays upon us those desires that become our desires that we long for and pray for, and God accomplishes supernaturally through our lives. Oh, the wonder of a word-filled life.